If you look at the stats in the U.S., 8 out of 10 people own a car, even with insurance, registration, gasoline. Americans somehow manage these costs, at least most of them. The same cannot be said in other parts of the world, including Singapore.
In the Asian city-state, a car costs as much, if not more, than a house. Joining us for our Midday Extra is the BBC's Mariko Oi in Singapore. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it costs more to have a car than a house in Singapore?
That's right. Surprisingly so, it might be. But because basically here in Singapore, you need a permit to own a car. And the price of the permit is decided by the auction. So the more people who want to drive, the more expensive it gets. I guess it's a way by the government to control pollution and traffic jam here in Singapore. But because the population has been increasing, so has the number of the cars. So the price of those permits has gone from just about 8,500 Singapore dollars 3 years ago to nearly $87,000.
And I gather that's around 67,000 US dollars.
That's correct. That's correct.
So Mariko, this is just for the permit to drive the car. You don't even have the car yet.
That's right. That's right. I actually remember a friend who wanted to buy a Mini. And if you want to buy a brand new one here, at the moment, it can cost up to 100,000 US dollars just to buy that. And my friend decided that, oh, I got that for a few thousand dollars in the UK, so I wouldn't bother with it here in Singapore. But that's the kind of price that you are talking about here in Singapore. And interestingly, though, there are many rich people who can afford it. So you do see a very expensive million-dollar Ferrari and very expensive cars in the city state. But that also means that it makes it rather impossible for ordinary people who don't earn that much money to buy a car here as well.
So you're not seeing any beat-up old lemons driving around the streets of Singapore?
I guess not. I mean, quite a few people do go for second-hand cars because you can actually buy a second-hand permit as well, which is slightly cheaper.
Mariko, what do you do to get around in Singapore?
I catch a bus and a train. I can't really afford to have a car. So I have to catch public transport, which I must say is very efficient. So the government does have a way of making people wanting to use public transport instead of buying cars, because as you know, Singapore is a very small place with more than 5 million people and the population has been increasing. So it is a way for the government to try to control the number of cars on the street as well.
Mariko Oi in Singapore. She's with the BBC. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.